This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And it's that time of the week again, Wednesday, 12 o'clock. I'm here, I'm Calvin.
And I'm Terry.
And this is Couples of Destiny. And we're so excited to have you this afternoon. We have another special guest with us. It's really going to bless us. And we're going to talk this afternoon on a topic entitled Partnership in Marriage and Ministry. And it's a pastor, Pastor Francis. I hear the accent, and I don't know if Pastor Francis is a thoroughbred American, but I hear that strong American accent, or she's part South African, but she's been doing a lot of work all over the world. So welcome, Pastor Francis.
Thank you. I'm so very glad to be here.
And we are so glad to have you. We're going to ask Pastor Francis this afternoon quite a few questions, just to help us, and she's got a ministry that she'll share a little bit about. And then but this is a couple show, and we extend the borders really going into ministry, because, you know, when you're family, you also ministry as well. And so we're going to talk about a few things this afternoon, bordering on unity and gates and all sorts of stuff. And Pastor Francis has a wealth of knowledge and experience, and really is going to bless us. So we want you to stay tuned. We have a Facebook page. If you're not on the Facebook page, please join us this afternoon. Connect with us. We'd love to hear from you, Couples of Destiny. We're here to really just listen to your hearts as well this afternoon. What is burning in your hearts? And how is this show blessing you at the end of the day? We also have a WhatsApp line. It's 081-729-1657. So send us a message. We want to hear from the community out there. Before we get stuck into questions, we're going to go over to a song break. It's Matthew Maher, a song called Your Love Defends Me. Mm. Family, we're excited this afternoon here from the studios and Radio K Pulpit. We have a special guest, and we're talking about partnership in marriage and ministry.
Mm, I love it. Pastor Autry, welcome. So good to see you here today and to grace us with your presence. Do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm from the South. That's the accent you hear, South of America, in New Orleans, Louisiana, in the South of the United States, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So it's what you call a Southern drawl,
yeah,
that you're hearing. So my husband and I were married in 73. Yesterday was our 52nd anniversary.
Wow.
He's in heaven now, but we were married 52 years ago yesterday.
Wow.
And he was already pastoring. He had already pastored a year and a half before we were married. I'm reluctant to tell you how young I was when we got married. I have 13 grandchildren, and if any of them decided to get married that young, I would freak out. But I was only 18 when Jim and I married. He was 22. He had just graduated from college, Bible college, and knew he was on the way to being a pastor, on the way to seminary in New Orleans. And I had just finished my freshman year in college. We were married. We came to New Orleans. And within 3 months, at the age of 18, for me, 22 for him, we were pastoring together. And we pastored 18 years, a church there in New Orleans. And then the Lord called us out to start a church, Cornerstone Christian Center, and we pastored there until he passed away in 2021. So yeah, we ministered together for those 48 years that he was here, and we traveled the world. We were in 6 continents, and we taught and trained in over 13 countries across the continents, and loved New Orleans. He was the head of the Pastors Coalition in New Orleans. He was a pastor's pastor. Wow. So we loved pastors and Couples of Destiny. We spoke at several times in Texas. There was a ministry called Couples of Destiny.
Wow.
So I love that name.
Yeah.
So the ministry and marriage and the kingdom of God is very close to our hearts. Mm-hmm. So we had 3 children, and I have 13 grandchildren.
Wow. That's wonderful. You know, it just shows how the grace and the glory of God extends to you and your family. It's beautiful. I want to just quickly read to you, inform you, and also encourage you as our listeners to get hooked up. You know, we are going to have our Cape Pulpit breakfast. Don't you think it's time to wake up and smell the coffee? Don't you think it's time to walk in your groove? How about doing both while praising God and promoting your business? Come and join us at our next Cape Pulpit breakfast happening on Friday, 29 August at Coffee Therapy. It's Women's Month. Come and celebrate with us in Willowbridge. It's at Willowbridge Center from 8 to 10:30 a.m. Join us as we mix coffee, food, networking, and worship, and enjoy special guests, NC Litson and Jackie DeLonga. Tickets are 250 rand only. Book ASAP. Speed seats are limited, so book early. Send your email to info@capepulpit.co.za. The Cape Pulpit Business Breakfast, Friday, 29 August at Coffee Therapy at Willowbridge from 8 to 10:30 a.m. We'll see you there.
Awesome.
So, Pastor Autry, just on that note about your carrying and strengthening couples in ministry, I like that, what you and your husband did. And I just feel like, you know, honoring people of such caliber, you know, with what you and your husband have done, traveling globally, just being such generals in the faith, empowering the body of Christ, you know, with your ministry experience across all these continents. And as you said, now you're traveling, you've sown so much into churches. You've just experienced and grown and helped kingdom leaders all over the world. So it's not only a prophetic voice to the nations that you have, but you're also a woman with a fierce love for the body of Christ. And we just want to welcome you to our show again today. It's such an honor to be sitting next to someone like you with a journey that you're still on. It gives me hope to think, my goodness, I feel like I've just started out, you know. And when I look at your testimony and your biography and where you've traveled, I'm like, this is amazing, you know. I still have to do some of these things that this woman have done, you know. So it really encourages me, and I'm sure it's encouraging some listeners out there. You might be a single person in ministry. You might be having a relationship partner in ministry, or you might be a couple married in ministry, but these marriage goals and ministry goals are vital. So, Pastor Francis, let us just rewind a bit. You've ministered across these continents, and some were pivot. There might have been some pivotal moments that shaped your heart for global ministry. What were they?
I believe just realizing that we all are a part of the kingdom of God, and knowing that no matter what continent or what tongue or tribe that we're from, we're one. You know, Christ prayed for that in John 17, mm-hmm. that we would be one. And so to be able to be connected to the family of God, and to be to realize that we're all the church. The church is not just the local body we're a member of. The church is global.
Right.
And so to be able to move about the world and get a little bit more of God's perspective, because to me, to see God, it's helped me to know God better, to be able to see who He's created throughout the earth, and to know we're all just a small part. But together, the corporate man comes forth. And so to see that expression of the corporate man, that He's fitly joined together across the earth, has been such a blessing. To know the love of God through every nation is different, every people is so different, but it takes them for us to begin to see God. We wouldn't know God if we didn't see all these different mm-hmm, expressions mm-hmm, of Him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sure,
that's powerful.
Yeah,
you know, you speak a lot about, and I believe, you know, and the word speaks about unity.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to ask you a question in the context of relationship, what is the importance of unity?
That's who God is. You know, in John 17, Yeshua said, make them one as we are one.
Mm-hmm.
And so that oneness is even a little bit deeper than unity, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Because that oneness only comes because Yeshua, Jesus, is our head. He's the head with the body.
Yeah.
And so to be able to experience that oneness under His headship, that expresses unity, but it expresses Him. It expresses who He is. And so, and you know what? The church has a long way to go. But I know that his prayer will be answered, and we will get there where we're not competing, but we are one under his headship, and we can look more like him and the Father and Holy Spirit. And it's all through the Spirit that indwells us, the living, the Spirit of the living God that lives in us. So that unity is being under his headship and letting him be the head, and then we listen. Mm. Even Holy Spirit, the Bible tells us, listen.
That's right.
And does what the Father says.
That's right.
So when we're listening and we're obeying and we're allowing him to be who he is through us, that's his heart, is that we would allow him to be who he is through us as he lives in us, as his vessels and as his body.
That's mm-hmm. so beautiful. Levika sends a message on Facebook saying, wow, so powerful. You know, the corporate man speaking about, and Janine also sent a message here encouraging us. So, you know, family, we wanted you to send your messages into 08-0817-291657. We're speaking about partnership in marriage and ministry. We're just going to go over to song break, and when we're back, we're going to continue with the questions to Pastor Francis just on relational issues, because I believe our listeners out there need to hear what God wants to do in your life, and what you know, this, no one's perfect. There's no relationship that is perfect, and we all need to grow daily. At the end of the day, I love what you said about unity, because really God is unity. And so we're going to go over to a song break right now by Lauren Daigle, Look Up Child. Okay, Pulpit family, we're talking about partnership in marriage and ministry. Early on, we're speaking about unity. Jean sends a message saying, what an answer to a question. Wow, oneness is deeper than unity. So powerful. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that answer as well. And so we're going, we've got Pastor Francis here. We're going in a little bit deeper with some questions to Pastor Francis this afternoon, honey.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about what you were saying, and I realized that your assignment that you and your husband had, you know, the obedience for the assignment is so important, you know, and those two words really ring true for me this afternoon. I look at you, assignment over audience.
Mm.
You know, obedience and your assignment is so much better than wanting to look for an audience. Mm-hmm. And so many people look for an audience and it's not even their assignment, you know. Mm-hmm. So coming back to, we spoke about earlier, the power of partnership in ministry. There are many listeners of couples and wine ministry that are always on this platform and always seeking for guidance and advice. What is your take on kingdom partnership in marriage?
So very important, because the covenant, the marriage covenant, is so powerful, and that's one reason that the enemy hates covenant relationships. I worked in a crisis pregnancy center for 27 years, and so oftentimes the couples were not in covenant because the enemy has really fought that across the globe, because covenant is so very powerful. Of course, the marriage covenant is just a reflection of the covenant we have with Father God. Mm-hmm. It's such a beautiful expression of it. And so it's when we understand the covenant we have with Father God through Yeshua, the blood of Yeshua, it should make the covenant in our marriages so much more powerful and eternal, which brings in the kingdom of God. It's a part of the kingdom of God. So it's very, very important. The Father chooses to partner with us. I love John Paul Jackson's example when his seven-year-old son asked him to build a treehouse, and he went and got all the supplies, and the seven-year-old came out and said, now what can I do to help, Dad? And he's like, go inside and leave me alone, in his heart. But he knew that it was very important to his son to be a part of it. So he gave him some assignments that he could do, and they did it together. And he said, Father told him while it was happening, you know, I could do it all by myself too, but I choose to partner with you. I choose for you to be a part of it. Yeshua came and walked the earth to show us how to be sons of God and to be a partner by the Spirit, so that we, when he left, we could be the body. He's no longer limited to one body.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in partnership first and foremost through the Spirit to be the body of Christ. And Father wants to flow through us. And marriage is such a beautiful walking out of that partnership. And just as there's a head in that oneness we talked about, and a head in the covenant there's God has a plan for marriage and for the head to be the husband. And you know, there's such a gender struggle in the world today, but our places in marriage, being a female and a male, is more than just gender.
Yeah.
It's an office. I have an office as a woman. My husband had an office as the man. And it's a blessing and a privilege to fulfill the office that God created for us. He couldn't do what God's called me to do, and I couldn't do what God called him
Correct.
To do.
Correct.
But together, we show that full expression of Father God.
That's that unity, that beauty that comes together, you know, just explodes. You know, and I always say the one should complement the other.
Yeah.
Your ministry complements each other. Your personality complements each other. Because like you so beautifully said earlier on, Satan's weapon, that weapon of division, he just wants to wreak havoc. He wants to come against God's people. He used strategic weapons against the body of Christ. So when the body fights itself, the enemy doesn't have to, because there's such a lot of people don't realize that unity is not uniformity. Mm-hmm. You know, it's alignment under Christ's headship.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you so beautifully laid it out right now, because when the two walk together, they're looking at the same goal,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you were in that kind of unity, that partnership.
Really, I love that example of partnership that you explained about the Father and the Son. I think in the world today with couples, there's a lot of them walking around with independent spirits, you know. They don't need anyone else. And God can do everything himself, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
He can.
Mm-hmm.
But he chose to have us partner with him. Mm-hmm. And that's so beautiful at the end of the day, to allow this God of creation to say, come and partner with me. Come and covenant with me. Mm-hmm. Share this with me at the end of the day. I think that's just so powerful. Maybe just another question, maybe more on a personal note with you, and I know your husband's passed, as you mentioned, but can you share a personal example of when you and your ministry partner had to really lean on each other spiritually?
Every day. Every day we had to lean on each other. One of the things I absolutely loved that my husband did for me, that Jim did for me, is he read the word over me every day. He washed me every day. The Bible says there's a washing of the water of the word. And he would read over me every day, at least before we'd go to bed at night. He would read over me. And I love that. I love that. Of course, I loved praying together and agreeing together. We were so different. We were like totally opposite in so many ways. But I loved just being able to pray together. It's kind of like, I think about the unity candles in a wedding. We used to, when we did weddings, we'd have the unity candles, and the bride's family would light one, the groom's family would light one, and then the bride and groom would come up at the end, light the middle one, and blow out the two candles. But then we realized, wait a minute, this is not quite expressing the reality of this thing. So we would instruct the bride and groom, don't blow out your candles. Light the one in the middle for the oneness. But you're still individuals.
Right. Yeah.
So I love that. I love the fact that our gifts were different. I'm a dreamer. Yeah. I would dream almost every night. I'm talking deep, deep kingdom dreams. And my husband rarely dreamed, but he was the interpreter. I went to 56 hours of dream interpretation school with John Paul Jackson's Dreams Ministries. Still couldn't. Mm. I mean, only through Holy Spirit could I ever interpret a dream. That man could interpret any dream anybody ever brought him by the anointing.
Yeah.
By the anointing. I loved it. God knew what he was doing. He spoke to me when he was 16 and said, that's your husband. And I'm so thankful he put us together. But in ministry, just knowing we were just part. I loved knowing always that I just had a part.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a part of the whole thing, not just in the marriage, in the kingdom, in the church, in the body. I love bringing my part, fulfilling my part, but having it jointly fit together.
Right.
And so it was a blessing to minister together. We taught and trained together. You know, side by side sometimes. Mm-hmm. I love the flow of that, because we were so different. We brought in different perspectives, and yet still from the Father's heart. Still from the Father's heart. Because it takes both the male and the female to express who Father God is. And so, anyway, did I answer your question?
Yes.
I think you did. And I mean, I love that you said every day, because that's really with us as well.
Yeah.
You know, you got to lean on each other every day, every single day, because you're not going to have a great day today. And so mm-hmm. you're going to need that partner, that person that knows you. And as you grow, they get to know you better and better. Mm-hmm. And so you're in tune. They know immediately without you saying a word, I need to intercede more. I need to just have a discussion. Yeah, I need to just lay hands mm-hmm. or whatever they can. That's what makes it so beautiful.
And it's also like iron sharpens iron, yes. you know. And I mean, I can't help but think, what about the wife or the husband who doesn't have the spouse who is so spiritually tuned and someone who will sing over them or speak the word over them, you mm-hmm. know. They obviously have a different way of doing life, you know, not having someone to do that. And now that he's no longer there to speak the word over you, you've got to speak the word over yourself, yeah. right?
Yeah. Yes.
So yeah. it goes both ways. I love that question, but, yeah. you know, there's a thing about partnership, you know, how we unlock doors together. Mm-hmm. We find things together. We discover things together. You know, I love studying the word, and I know there's not always times that my husband and I can do it together because we're both preparing for our different sermons because we sometimes minister at different venues. Mm-hmm. But I always ask him, you know, so what does that mean for you? You know, what revelation do you have? So I get excited when I start studying the Word of God and I can't go to sleep at night.
So, we're asking our listeners to send us, you know, send us your messages. Tell us how this is blessing you. Maybe there's a question that you have that you want to ask as well. Janine sends a message. She's all the way from Dusseldorf, Germany, saying, good afternoon, Radio Pulpit. Terry and Calvin, praise the Lord. So thanks,
Janine. You're still enjoying yourself out there in Germany. We miss you. I thought you'd be back already. Thanks for tuning in there, my friend.
Awesome. And Lavika says, beautifully expressing your individual gifts to strengthen your oneness. So powerful.
Yeah. I think that when you and your spouse walk in sync, and that is so important, you know, I feel like it's not just a cute thing to do.
Yeah.
That is powerful warfare, you know, for couples walking in sync. And I mean, just thinking about my friend Janina with her and her husband, Claude. They run a business. They're walking in. I watch them, their pictures. They're traveling the globe trotting, and they are so in sync. You know, I look at her and I look at my life. We all look at our lives as couples, and we have to walk the same. You know, we have to got to learn to dance together, got to learn to be in sync with one another, because I feel like if that doesn't happen, it could be disastrous. And I mean, not just disastrous, it could be very challenging. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about that for couples who are not in sync?
It's tough. Like if one is not a believer, maybe. Is that what you're talking about? I have two friends that recently, both of their spouses, they're my age, and I've known them for probably the 50 years, that their spouses were not saved. And just recently, both of their spouses came to the Lord. So I would really encourage couples, if one of your spouses is not saved, just live for Christ and let Christ love your spouse through you.
Right.
Keep his eyes for your spouse. The enemy would want you to judge your spouse, you know, just be critical of him, speak not words of life over them, but words of criticalness, and that's so detrimental. So I just encourage you to look at them through the Spirit and let Christ love them through you, and to know that I've seen it, this not just these two times, this is just recently that both of these men came to the Lord, and it was so beautiful, so intimate when they met Christ. But their wives have loved them through all of these years. So even if they're not in sync with you, you can be in sync with Christ and let Christ love them through you.
Powerful, powerful. Send us your messages. We're going over to a song break. Louis Britson featuring Stella. We will serve the Lord. Family, we're so excited this afternoon. We've been discussing quite a bit on partnership in marriage and ministry.
Yeah, very powerful. And I think, Pastor Autry, you've just explained and shared from your wealth of knowledge, you know, and deep insight to spiritual things. And I know that you are very deep prophetic as well in your prophetic assignment. And we were looking at the guarding of the gates. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about, and maybe teach some of the listeners today a little bit what resonates with us in that moment was the covering of the gates that are assigned to us. What does God really want us to do? What does that really mean to the listeners out there? Could you share a little bit about that on your ministry?
Sure. I'll share it on the ministry level and then also just on a personal level, because we're all, first of all, guardians of our gate of our home. And it's especially the woman has a place of setting the atmosphere in the home and being a guard at the gate. And sometimes we don't realize that to an extent of being able to make sure that what comes into the gate of our home is life and life-giving. And sometimes we can even be the one who actually lets other things in that are not going to be life-giving to our children, to our spouses.
Right.
And I know it always grieved me when I would realize that I was being critical or judgmental of my children or my husband and not speaking life and not seeing by the Spirit. So first of all, we're guardians of the gates of our home. Of course, we're guardians personally of the gates of our eye gates, our ear gates, our mind gates, you know, making sure that what we take in is of the Lord and by the Spirit. And then in ministry, oftentimes God places us, well, He will place us. Hopefully we're at the gate He's placed us at, whether it be in a local church or in a city. We're in New Orleans, Louisiana. I don't know how much your listeners know about New Orleans, but New Orleans is below sea level, and the water all around the city is higher than the land. You go up on the levees, you're looking down at the land. The water's higher. And New Orleans is known for its voodoo. I've heard that there's as much voodoo, if not more, in New Orleans than there is in Africa. And so you come into Mardi Gras, and people buy the little voodoo dolls as souvenirs, and they go home with these demonic influences. But the Lord spoke to me over 30 years ago and said, New Orleans is a city on a hill and a light to the nations. And I began to declare it from the China Wall, from the Alps of Switzerland, everywhere I was, every continent, every country, I would declare what He says, because the name that the mouth of the Lord gives is much more important. So it's like He placed us at that gate in New Orleans at the church. We actually had in 2015, I initiated a praise at the gates. The Lord showed us 12 gates around the city that we went to. Pastors from all over the city went, and we had the same worship songs, the same word of God go out at the same 3:33, Jeremiah 33:3, wow. Call unto me and I'll show you great and mighty things. On a Sunday afternoon, Palm Sunday of 2015, and we declared those things from the gates. And then during COVID, we went back to the four gates, the north, south, east, and west gates, and closed the gates of the city to COVID. And New Orleans, it was said that it was going to be so bad, COVID was going to be so bad, but it wasn't. They opened up all kind of temporary hospitals they never used. It was nothing like they said it was going to be, and I believe it's because we actually did the covenant with the land. We had the Lord's Supper communion together, but then we poured it in the land also right during that time. But it's very important that we understand the gates that God has put us at, and we can hear by the Spirit what the assignments are and what the Lord shows us to do. We're also at the mouth of the Mississippi River. So there have been assignments that the Lord would have us to do with the river because it went up all the way to the north of the United States. But anyway.
Wow, that's amazing. I think that is so powerful because, you know, the gates, I don't think people realize the importance of the gates. And I love the fact that you mentioned it, you know, when we dedicate the land and you have that communion, the territorial things, all of those things are so relevant to protecting your gate.
Yes.
And in the same way, the Old Testament, the gates were also decisions that were made. Enemies entered, you know, so the kings also declared authority in that place. So today, even every couple, every believer, every listener out there, you all have a gate that you've been assigned to. And sometimes we also need to realize that the gates mostly, as you said, for a woman, even for a man, is your home. That is the most important gate at the moment. And we also talk about your gates of the eye gate, the ear gate, and all of that, you know, the physical gates in our body. But your home, your city, and the sector of your influence, wherever you have been given a mandate, whatever region you've been given mandate for, you are responsible for that gate to make sure that you cover it. And what we mean by that is to watch and pray, to watch and pray, to guard it spiritually. Listen to what the Lord is directing you to do.
Yes.
You know, because there's so many things happening in your community where you may be living. And like you say, where you're living in your state. I mean, we didn't realize that that was actually an issue. You know, people come home with all sorts of souvenirs and things and not knowing. They're bringing things in from other countries and, oh, it looks cute and whatever, but what are you actually bringing into your home? Right. Ask Holy Spirit. And if you don't have a good feeling about it, my daughters always ask me, Mom, what do you think if I do this or buy that? And I said, the mere fact that you have to ask me about it, isn't that raising a question? Mm-hmm. Isn't that question enough for you to doubt, sit thinking about why you should doubt what you're doing? That's what God is prompting. Holy Spirit is prompting you, you know, that you need to make the right decision. Yeah. So it's so powerful, you know. So how do couples discern which gates are theirs? Well, other than what we mentioned now.
Right. I believe Holy Spirit will show them. They need to ask Him. Okay. Of course, their children also.
Mm-hmm.
Each of their children are, that's a gate. And not only that, it's going to be an era shot. You know, each of our children, it's so powerful. Their era shot into the world. Mm-hmm. We have three children, and they're all world changers. And 13 grandchildren. And I just said to my grandson, to my son on the way to the airport, I can't believe we have 13 beautiful, healthy grandchildren that are so smart and that love Jesus.
Yes.
They all love Jesus. It's so very important for us to see them as gates. They're gates to the kingdom of God. You know, they're very strategic. Each one came forth from God for such a time as this with a purpose and a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're definitely the guardians of those gates also. Mm-hmm. But to ask Holy Spirit, where is, and not to take on anything He doesn't tell us to. Sometimes people pick up burdens. Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
Yeah,
and we don't want to pick up something God doesn't ask us to, He doesn't give us.
Yeah.
But if Holy Spirit says, this is your assignment, this is what I want you to do, then we need to be obedient and step into that.
That's right. Because I think the big question and answer for some people might be that God, where God has given you a burden, where you feel like, oh, this is what I'm drawn to, that authority and access He's given you for that particular thing. And it's usually your gate. Whatever comes up before you, it could be education. For some, it could be government. For others, it may be your family. It may be your business. You know, it may be something even for your partners to recognize that there's a certain guard, that gate that they need to guard, this gate together.
Yes.
You know, as a couple, I believe there's a supernatural covering and breakthrough.
Yes.
When you come into that kind of unity with the Lord, whatever burden He's giving you for your community, for your home, your education, government, whatever system it is, educate, whatever, that gate needs to be guarded with prayer. Watch and pray. You know, decree the word of God. Guard it spiritually is so important. Yes. Guard it with all your might that you have. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
That's so true. You know, our listeners are really blessed. Tinka shares, she says, I'm inspired by this in the spirit conversation. I and my husband also got married in 1973. He passed away in 2008. He accepted the Lord just before he went to be with Him.
Wow.
We should never give up on someone, for the Lord listens to our prayers.
Amen. Yes, He does.
So that's so beautiful. And Lavika says, guardian of the church of God, who planted you in, very important. I want to encourage the listeners this afternoon. We've been talking about a lot of things, partnering, unity, gates. These are all real things at the end of the day. And, you know, we've basically run out of time, and there's just so much more that we'd love to share.
Yes, it is. I just want to, can I just add something there, honey? You know, I'm thinking about what you said earlier on, and I realize that we're speaking about gates, right? And imagine if you are responsible for a gate and you're not covering it, someone else will, or something else will, you know? And that is where we need to use such sharp discernment, because when we say, let's do a prayer meeting, I mean, your church can be full of people, but when you say prayer meeting, three or four people turn up. And they don't realize that this prayer is basically also for your home gate. It's for your family gate. It's for your education, for your business, for whatever gate it is. And this is why this alignment of prayer, it's a non-negotiable in marriage and in ministry, in relationships with parents and children, husbands and wives, and even single people.
Powerful. Yes. Janine adds, she says, amen, dear friends. Yes, being in sync is vital. You both feed off each other, and consistency with each other and the Lord in your marriage is also important.
Amen.
When we come back, we're going to be praying for you, so be ready. We're going over to a song by Dani Buerta, Outrageous Love.
Thank you, Pastor Francis. That was really great. It's very inspiring. And thank you for sharing your wisdom, your heart, and the fire that you have just lights up the room. You know, we mentioned earlier about how important joy is. Do you want to just tell us that story about the burden carrier?
Yes, yes. I am a womb call burden bearer, and I didn't understand that for a lot of years. But after the Lord healed the wounds I had, and my gift became a blessing instead of a curse. But because of the sensitivity I have in the spirit, sometimes I would carry a lot of things heavily. And so my husband knew to make sure that I would be able to decompress. He would take me outside in nature. He would take me to a movie. He would... we would go out to eat. He would make sure we had fun and that I didn't carry this. And he was such a joyful person. He kept me laughing all the time. Yeah. It was just such a beautiful a relationship. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. And he would make sure that I did not live under the heaviness all the time.
Right.
Of things sometimes I would pick up, too, that the Lord didn't even ask me to pick up. But that joy is so very important to our relationship. You know, first and foremost, we were best friends. Mm-hmm. We had a relationship that was just so beautiful, just so beautiful. We relied on each other in so mm-hmm. many ways. But the friendship we had and the fun we had, and I heard him tell so many couples in marriage counseling, make sure that you have fun together.
Fun is so important.
Yes.
I do that all the time because my husband, he loves to tell jokes. He is actually very good at that. But we always watch a movie, go out and do something fun. And it's important, yes. You know, because every couple that is listening, joy is important.
Yes.
Do things to have fun. Do things that bring out that.
And I think because your personality is different.
Yeah.
Because opposites attract, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got to bring stuff out of you.
Yeah.
And you've got to bring stuff out of me.
Correct.
Basically.
Yeah.
So that's really awesome.
So what's important is your prayer life matters, your yes matters, guard your gate, cover each other, and walk in unity. Amen. So today I just want to strengthen the couples with this. At the end of the day, you know, we need to walk with grace and clarity as God leads us, Holy Spirit leads us. Take hands together, walk in the unity, in the oneness that we spoke about today, with boldness for this season, for your life and your ministry and for your marriage. So on closing our session today, which is really sad, I feel like we can continue with so much more. It's Women's Month. It's actually National Women's Day on Saturday, the 9th of August. I know a lot of women are coming together, but women, be uniquely you. Stay authentic to who you are. Stay in your lane and be kind. Let that glory of the Lord just shine through you. We also have a conference coming up on the 30th of August, and Pastor Autry is going to be one of our speakers. It's going to be in Cape Town. Watch our Facebook page. Go to Woman of Substance SA Facebook page and like the page. Follow the event. That will also be on all my social media platforms. And we look forward to her hearing her prophetic voice. She's got a word for you. And our theme for that half-day conference is Woman Arise. So we're going to help you come out of the ashes and move into what God has for you. So until next time, remember, you're not just lovers, you're partners in purpose. Yes. Not just lovers. So stay on the mission. Stay in love and stay in sync. That's the buzzword today. Stay in sync. So Janine and Claude, where you are there in Germany, continue to stay in sync. Thank you for being such an amazing vessel for God wherever you guys go. And so that's all today from Couples of Destiny.
Thank you, family. And we love to hear from you all. And thank you to our special guest all the way from the United States, the southern part of Louisiana. And we pray that God will use you mightily as he's always used you, and you give you many more years to share. He's put so much in you. To our listeners, we're saying bye-bye.
Bye.
Until next week.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.